We'll finish off. I have to say, in all honesty, I know it's kind of early, 10 minutes early, but we'll finish off with the ash plant set, I think. But I have to figure out how the ash plant goes. That's it, right? All right, so yeah. I think this is My Love Is in America. All right, so let me just finish off by saying thank you so much, everybody, for being here. I'm delighted that we hit 94 tonight. Thank you for making my day and cheering me up. And I really appreciate it, your participation. It makes it all the worthwhile to do it. And hopefully, I guess I must be doing something right if you keep coming back, but hopefully I am doing some good for you guys, especially at this crazy time of COVID. And even if we didn't have COVID, hopefully I would be doing something for you guys. So, and get the word out, please, if you can. We have Catherine and John McAvoy this Saturday. And then the following week, we have Tony DeMarco and Isaac Alderson, which is going to be pretty phenomenal, I think. So, and then we have other great stuff coming up. We have Mairead Negwini and her daughter, Nia. We have Cuchulainn na Gabhán and her husband. We have the Keneally's coming. So the Keneally family, if you're not familiar, Pauline Keneally plays the banjo. She's in Chicago. A phenomenal banjo player. Mick Keneally, her brother, played with Dave Dannon a few years ago, not that long ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. But he's played with a lot of other people. He lives in Ireland. Pauline is in Chicago. Kathleen is in Boston. She plays the tin whistle and is a phenomenal whistle player. And then Bernadette, I think, is the oldest, and she lives. She works for Matt Malloy in Malloy's Pub in Westport, and she's a banjo player. They are phenomenal phenomenal musical family. The father, Mick, I played music in their house, and I'm a good few years older than most of them. So I played with them before. I think half of them didn't even play music when I played with their father in Bedford. They lived in Bedford, in Bedfordshire, and I lived in Luton, which was about 20 minutes away, 20 miles away. And I used to go over to their house and play music with their dad. So that's the connection there. But if you've never seen him, you really need to. They are phenomenal. You talk about swing in music, you're not going to get much better than the Keneally family. It's just truly amazing. But then we have, that's off the top of my head, everybody I can remember. But keep an eye on the, you get the newsletter, and keep an eye on the Facebook, and you'll see what's coming up. Hopefully I haven't missed anybody that's coming up real soon. They're all really good. And then I'm waiting to hear back from some other people I can't mention. But if they get back to me, well, actually, I've got a yes from the Mulcahys. But we're trying to work out a date. So that, if you don't know Mick Mulcahy on the accordion, and Louise, and what's the other sister's name? Oh my God. But anyway, so Louise plays the harp and the pipes, I think. She's the piper.
And the flute. She and plays the flute. A great flute.
Yes, Bill, thank you. And the flute.
And Michelle.
There you go. Michelle plays a fiddle, right? The fiddle she plays?
She plays everything. She's a great, great harper, concertina. She'll play the fiddle occasionally and other things.
Okay. All right. So there you go. So they've agreed to do it. We just don't know when. Okay. And I also got an okay from Sean Smith from Lunasa. But we're probably looking at April for Sean. Sean's a doctor. I talked to him yesterday via WhatsApp. And he said things are pretty bad over there. And he's working 7 days a week. He's pretty fried. So I was kind of surprised that he actually FaceTimed me, but we've been very, very good friends. He's probably one of my best friends ever in my life. If you've never heard of him, you've heard Lunasa, of course. But so there's one thing to know about Sean Smith, that he's a very modest guy. So there's only one person to ever beat Eileen Ivers at the All-Ireland Flock Yole in competition, and that's Sean Smith. And he not only did he beat her once, but he beat her twice. And I might add, he's also an 8-time All-Ireland champion whistle player. So he comes from a very rich family of music. Cor and Breeder play, his sisters play. They're all doctors, and one of them's an engineer. So there you go. So anyway,
John, it'll be my Saturday night date for the last 2 months, and it looks like you're going to be it for the next 3 or 4.
Well, it's sad to say it, unfortunately, but I keep asking these people, and I keep saying yes. So as long as we can get enough people, we need a minimum of 30 people really to make it even worth their while to do it. But we've been up in the 60s to 70 people, so I feel a lot better, but sending them the money at the end of, I send it to them right away at the end of the night. And they've been very, very happy and very gracious about it. So that's all we can do. We help each other out. So I'm delighted that I can do it. And it seems like it's a one of a kind thing. I think at this point there's lots of stuff out there, but nothing like the master class session. And I know there's lots of sessions like this, but anyway. All right, here we go. Thank you so much. I love you guys. We'll do the Ash Plant. My love is in America, and finish off with McFadden's Handsome Daughter. And I'll see you guys either Monday or next Wednesday, I guess. Is that not it?
It's very similar.
That's not it.
I don't think that's it. That's not it. Marilyn, I think. There you are. Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope this never happens to any of you guys.